A Song Town. Marty.
What's up?
Someone suggested that we go on AI, go on ChatGPT, and ask it about the best episodes that we should create for songwriting. Like, because magically ChatGPT knows more about songwriting subjects than you and I do. Mm-hmm. And so I just picked one that it spit back at me.
All right.
Revealing the secret keys of songwriting success.
Whoa. The secret keys.
This was the best one. So immediately I thought of Marty and Clay walking through the Amazon jungles, the rainforest, battling the weather, the elements, the terrain.
Eating random mushrooms we find along the way.
Capturing snakes with our bare hands, all to dig up and reveal the secrets of songwriting success.
The Holy Grail.
Anyway, I thought it was a close enough thing that we could talk about, you know, what does it mean to be successful as a songwriter? And it made me think of some advice I got early on. I was trying to be an aspiring songwriter, and they came and spoke to my school, Berkeley in Boston, and I went up to them afterwards, and I was like, yeah, how do I, you know, get in writing rooms with people like you? And he goes, whoa, he goes, the secret to the music business is that writers and artists tend to move up together. You know, so his advice to me, and I've carried this with me my whole career, it's worked for me, is that you have to find the best writers around you on your level, mm-hmm. and write the best songs you can, and you'll move up together.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote my first publishing company. I wrote for George Strait for 3 years. I never got to write with George Strait. I wrote for his publishing company. Mm-hmm. I never got to write with Aaron Barker, who was there, who, you know, was his main writer, because I was just starting out. You know, eventually I got to write with people after I kind of moved up the food chain a little bit. We see it all the time in Songtown. People are like, how can I get in the room to write with you? Or how can I get in the room to write with Kenny Chesney or whoever? And it's just not the way the music business works, right? I mean, I don't know anyone that started out at the top.
No. Well, I think of songwriting too as kind of like tennis. You know, like if I'm playing tennis with Roger Federer, neither of us are going to have fun. Because I won't even see the ball when it goes by me.
Right.
And I can't ever hit it back to him, you know? And it's kind of like that. If you get ahead of yourself and you get into a room where somebody's way down the road from you, it's going to be challenging and not fun probably for either person.
Yeah.
And it may wind up that the other person's writing up the whole song by themselves. You know, it just can be a weird dynamic. But like you said, you and I have both got a circle of people that we came up with, you know, and I got my first publishing deal by writing with a guy who had nothing going on.
Yep.
And then, you know, 6 or 8 months down the road, he got offered a publishing deal. That publisher got to hear our music, liked what we did. And so eventually he signed me too, you know, so it was not that all of a sudden I'm writing with this big hit writer, just I'm writing with another schmuck like me that has nothing going on, and something happened for him that was good for me, and it kind of elevated both of us, you know?
Yeah, Rusty Gaston was talking at one of our writing retreats, and he was talking to all the writers there, and they were asking him, well, how does someone get signed with a big publisher like you? And his response was, I find all my writers because they are writing with the current writers I have. And my current writer says, you really got to check this person out. They're incredible. Mm-hmm. And that's how he finds new people.
Yeah.
So to me, that says a couple of things. You're going to move up, like you described. Your buddy got a publishing deal. Then you got a publishing deal. You're going to move up that way. But on the, you know, the other side of it is when you're writing, you're not writing alone. You're co-writing. And, you know, we have great writers in Songtown that go, well, what does it take to be, you know, to get a publishing deal with Vibe City or whoever in town? And they write good songs, but they're not co-writing with anyone. And to me, you're really doing yourself a disservice because once you co-write, if I co-write with two other people, you and say Jason Duke, now we've got three song pluggers pitching that song. If none of us have a deal, like you said, if Jason gets a deal, then all of a sudden you and I might get a deal. So, you know, it's just co-writing is going to triple your, from a writing standpoint, you know, yeah, it's fun to co-write with people, but from a business standpoint, you're just going to network in a much bigger fashion.
Yeah. I had a guy one time that was a worship ministry intern at our church. And he asked me one day if I'd go to lunch with him. He said, I'm a songwriter. I like to pick your brain. So we go to lunch. And really, he had one question. And he just said it this plainly. He was like, what I want to know is how can I go back to Iowa or wherever it was he was from, work as a worship minister, send in songs, and have hits like you? And I just sat there in stunned silence a little bit, and I said, don't you think if it was that easy, I would be on an island somewhere? You know, I mean, and I just said, you can't. The answer to your question is you can't.
Yeah, well, I think the big thing there is he wanted the music business to conform and work the way that he wanted it to work for him.
Right.
And it really doesn't ever go the way that you think it should go.
Yeah.
So you've got to be the one willing to conform and make concessions and work. You can't expect the whole business to go, oh, this guy's way over here. Let's just move over there where he is and start, you know, doing business over there. It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. My first publisher was talking to a guy one time who kind of had that attitude, and he goes, son, Nashville didn't send for you. And his point was, you know, you're trying to get into a business didn't invite you to come.
Right.
Therefore, you've got to figure out how they work, not say, well, here's how I want it to work for me, like to your point, you know. And I think, you know, to me, one of the secrets of songwriting success is that there's no back door. There's no secret thing. If you know it, you can get in without the hard work.
Yeah.
You know, it took us both 7 years or so before we got our first hit songs.
Yeah. 7 years after we started doing it full time. That mm-hmm. We had many years before where we were writing songs, but then when we were fortunate to get publishing deals and do it that way,
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's one big thing people need to understand. If you want to be successful, there's things you can learn, and we teach people things that can shorten the learning curve for you, avoid mistakes that we made and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, there's not a secret handshake that gets you in to be a successful songwriter.
Right.
You know, it's putting in the work. It's learning your craft. You know, just like any kind of artist. One time my son went to Belmont University and he was in the music business program. And at his freshman orientation, this woman raised her hand and she said, now, if my daughter majors in songwriting at Belmont, she's guaranteed a slot on Music Row, right? And the school administrator was like, whoa, time out. No. And he's
it's not like his going response, to med school.
His response, well, even in go to med school, you're not guaranteed a spot at St. Jude's.
Or a thriving practice.
Yeah, exactly. And his response was, an art degree doesn't guarantee you a spot at the Louvre.
Right.
You've got to work your way from the art degree to the Louvre.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with songwriting. You know, at the end of the day, you've got to work your way into those co-writes that you want to get into. You've got to earn your way. And I did that sometimes by coming in with a great idea. So I didn't just go up to Tom Shapiro, who had 50 top 10 hits, and say, would you write with me, sir? I said, hey, I've got this idea I think you'd really love. And if he liked it, he would write it with me.
Right.
You know, and so I'm earning my way into that room. I'm not just asking for a handout.
Yeah. And you said that the first time you threw out an idea to him, he's like, I don't know if I would say that. And you said, yeah, but would a woman say that? Or what was the story?
Oh, the idea was a better idea. And that God made a man, then he had a better idea and he made a woman. And he said, I don't know if I believe that's true. And I said, do you believe you could make money saying that? And he goes, I do believe that.
Because women will love that idea. Yeah. And that's what, you know, touching your audience and making them feel good's part of it. So you just wrote it for money.
Well, no, I think we wrote it because it puts a woman on a pedestal, which many songs do, you know. And I think with all the things women have to face in this world today, putting them on a pedestal at times is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Any other secrets that we want to reveal?
Secrets. I mean, we've talked in another episode and a little bit here about the hard work it takes. I mean, I think it just takes a lot of hard work.
I'm tired of working, man. Let's just have some fun. Tell me about the fun stuff.
Go to an island.
We've been talking about all this work. I mean, it's like, I feel like practice. We talking about practice?
Yeah.
Put me in the game.
Yep.
Talking about practice? We talking about work?
Yep. Sorry.
Allen Iverson. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
That was hysterical.
Yeah.
I do have one point I think we could finish up on is we were talking about co-writing and how important it was. And we do get a lot of Songtown members that go, I really want to create sync music, but the demos are just too expensive for me. And so talk a little bit about your approach, how you put together teams of writers, of two or three people in a writing room that help you with that situation. So you're not spending out just constant dollars for demos. And
yeah. Well, you know, I go to people that want to be doing the same thing. So we're kind of aligned on our goals. And I say, okay, here's what I bring to the table. I've got 25 years of songwriting experience. I've got a lot of connections. I can pitch my own stuff. I've got admin support. So I'm bringing all that. I've got a sync rep or I've got a plugger or whatever. I need a great singer and I need production.
Right.
So
you write the words, the singer can handle melody and vocals, and then you have a track person that can put together a track and produce the final master.
Yeah. And so typically the way it works, we'll write the song together and they have input on the lyrics and I have input on the melody or the track. We do it all together, and then the track person does the track, the singer sings it, then it's kind of up to me. And so I do all the admin on it. I get it sent off to the sync rep and all the different forms that they need and all those kind of things. And then every day when I get briefs, I'm going, hey, this song would work for that brief. So I'm doing a lot of stuff on the back end to try to get that song recorded. And it keeps any of us from having to – they don't have to hire a sync rep.
Right.
And I don't have to hire out production or a vocal. And hopefully together we're creating better songs than any of us would create on our own. You know, I know
right.
I'm getting a better song by doing that than I would be if I wrote it by myself, you know. And so I think that's one thing we preach all the time in Songtown is like there's so many people in our community and outside of it that do the things you don't do well.
Right.
That you just need to find people to work with and create these teams that give you the outcome that you need, you know, that give you the final product that you can pitch for country or you can pitch for sync or pop or whatever genre you're writing in.
Yeah, and everybody's not like you and comes with a sync rep. So there are things you can do. I mean, even in Songtown, we have our sync edge group where you work every month with a sync rep. So there are ways to get your songs to sync reps and get your songs pitched and placed. And we have a lot of Songtown members that are getting songs in movies and TV shows and ads. So it's not impossible. But I think the big thing I wanted to stress was if you join a community like Songtown, you have access to people that are like-minded that want the same things you want. So you can find singers, you can find melody people, you can find lyric people, and building your team. That's the way to, you know, keep you from having to spend a fortune hiring someone to do the things that you don't do well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the secrets are hard work. I'll throw in one more thing. Be open-minded.
Have fun.
Be open to change. Yeah, have fun. Be open to change. You know, if things are not working, mix things up a little bit. Change up your teams or listen to some more modern music in the era that you're, you know, trying to write in, and that kind of thing. All those things are going to get you farther down the road than trying to find some secret that's going to unlock the Holy Grail, you know?
Exactly. Hey, guys, it's been fun. Thanks to our sponsor, Sweetwater, for helping us through the years with our gear and our studios. Great musical instrument company. Check them out. Check out songtown.com. We help you write your best songs. Once you're writing your best songs, we can get you connected to the industry. And we'd love to see you in the members area. Cheers.
Take care.